From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says climate change is an economic and security imperative that must be tackled now. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters Tuesday on the sidelines of the U.N. climate summit outside Paris.
If we let the world keep warming as fast as it is, and sea levels rising as fast as they are, and weather patterns keep shifting in more unexpected ways, then before long we are going to have to devote more and more and more of our economic and military resources, not to growing opportunity for our people, but to adapting to the various consequences of a changing planet.
World leaders are trying to agree on measures they hope will keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels. Teams of U.S. special operators could be in place within weeks, aiming to strike out against the Islamic State group. The Specialized Expeditionary Targeting Force will consist of approximately 200 Special Forces personnel and could be in place within a few weeks. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced the deployment Tuesday in testimony before the House Armed Services Committee.
These special operators will over time be able to conduct raids, free hostages, gather intelligence, and capture ISIL leaders.
Carter said the force would work with both Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces in Iraq and be capable of unilateral action in Syria. The Syria-based Islamic State group has expanded its reach in Africa. A top leader of the U.S. Africa Command, Vice Admiral Michael Franken, says the group is courting Islamic extremists from Nigeria to Somalia. This is VOA News. NATO says it will keep about 12,000 troops in Afghanistan for an extra year in 2016 to prevent the country from again becoming a safe haven for terrorists. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday the alliance will pledge approximately 12,000 troops as part of its resolute support mission in the region. He said that figure is in line with the current NATO troop strength in Afghanistan.
So we are in Afghanistan, of course, to support the Afghans, but we are also in Afghanistan to support ourselves. Because if Afghanistan becomes a safe haven for international terrorists, that will also be a threat to us.
Stoltenberg announced the pledge after alliance foreign ministers endorsed the decision. Nusra Front fighters released a group of 16 Lebanese soldiers Tuesday. It was part of an exchange brokered by Qatar. The soldiers were captured during an attack on a Lebanese town near the Syria border. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders has condemned the repeated barrel bombing of a hospital in a rebel-held part of the Syrian province of Homs. The organization said the bombings have killed 7 people and wounded 47. NATO foreign ministers are looking at ways to beef up security along Turkey's border. Officials at a foreign ministers' meeting in Brussels said Tuesday those additional measures would include more ships in the Mediterranean, more alliance planes at Incirlik Air Base in Turkey, and a bolstered missile defense system. An explosion near a commuter rail station in Istanbul, Turkey, Tuesday wounded at least 5 people and brought the transportation system to a halt. A local official in Istanbul said the explosion near the Bayram Pasa station was caused by a pipe bomb. The anti-corruption group Transparency International estimates that 75 million Africans paid a bribe in the past year. The figure is included in a report that says most Africans believe corruption is getting worse. A Philippine regional court has found a U.S. Marine guilty of killing a transgendered person. Simone Orendine takes a look.
A regional trial court judge in Olongapo City found Lance Corporal Joseph Scott Pemberton guilty of homicide for killing Jennifer Laude after he found out she was a transgender woman. Judge Rolene Hines-Havalde sentenced Pemberton to 6 to 12 years in prison with credit for his confinement and ordered him to pay close to $100,000 in damages to the Laude family. Simone Orendine, Olongapo City, the Philippines.
The newly elected mayor of Alaska's capital city was found dead at his Juneau home. An autopsy will be performed to determine the cause of death. Police released few details on the death of 70-year-old Stephen Greg Fisk. They called rumors of an assault speculation. On Wall Street, stock indexes ended the day higher today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.